Let me ask you something. When was the last time you treated your own well-being as seriously as you treat your deadlines? Most leaders I meet are running on fumes. Sleeping with their phone next to their bed, checking emails at 11 p.m., surviving on coffee, and thinking exhaustion is just part of the job. But here's the truth. Burnout doesn't make you a better leader. It makes you a weaker one. You cannot pour into your own team if your own tank is empty. Olympic athletes don't win medals by running themselves into the ground. They train, they rest, they recover. Why should leadership be any different? Today, I'm going to show you why your well-being is not a luxury, it's a leadership advantage. You'll learn how to apply practical tactics to protect your energy, sharpen your focus, and show up at your very best for your team. It takes time and effort to create a high-performing team. Leadership abilities is one of the most important areas to focus on for team development. Dr. Will Ramey understands the impact that leadership can have on team performance. He's led a wide variety of teams in the U.S. Army and corporate companies, from being a first-line supervisor to a senior-level leader. His programs focus on experiential learning for immediate application, transformational growth through mindset and behavioral shifts, and sustainable change to drive long-term success. If you're tired of traditional learning and development programs and are ready for a hands-on learning experience that will increase knowledge and provide practical application directly to your work environment, reach out today. Visit drwilliamramey.com to find a solution for your team. Dr. William Ramey, positive mindset, proactive approach, proven research. Well-being is an investment, it's not a cost. Too many leaders see sleep, exercise, or mindfulness as a nice to have. In reality, they're the foundation of sustainable performance. Investing in your health pays immediate returns in focus, creativity, and resilience. The science is clear. Those who consistently prioritize recovery outperform those who grind themselves down. Think about the leader who finally blocked 30 minutes a day for exercise. They didn't just get fitter. They became sharper in meetings, calmer under stress, and more effective across everything else because of the positive resonating effects of exercise. Let's get into three levers of how you can protect your leadership well-being. There are three areas that you must manage: sleep, movement, and mindfulness. Sleep. Your brain needs recovery to process and perform. Checking email in bed destroys that cycle. Aim for 6 to 8 hours of restful sleep a night. Create yourself a shutdown ritual to help cue your body and mind that it's time to rest. Next is movement. Regular physical activity isn't just about fitness. It boosts cognitive function, reduces stress, and elevates your mood. So find some form of fitness that you can enjoy. Stretch breaks, movement between calls. Make it your own, make it enjoyable, and it will stick. And the third is mindfulness. Simple practices like breathwork, reflection, or journaling create space in your brain to respond instead of reacting. Try box breathing, simple grounding by anchoring your hand and feet to something stationary, taking 5 minutes to breathe, distraction-free. Let your mind wander, let your breath overcome. Even micro shifts like moving your phone out of the bedroom or taking movement breaks at work create compounding effects over time. The two biggest barriers to investing in your well-being: time and belief. Leaders say, "I don't have time," or "I don't believe it'll work." Flip that. The ROI on well-being is immediate. Just like exercise, once you start, you will feel the difference. The challenge is breaking through your skepticism. That's why role models matter. When senior leaders openly talk about prioritizing their health, it normalizes it for everyone else. So here's your next step. Choose one well-being lever, sleep, movement, or mindfulness, and commit to a single action this week. Move your phone out of your bedroom. Block 20 minutes for a walk. Take 5 minutes to breathe before your next meeting. Don't wait for burnout to force you to change. The leaders who thrive in the future will be the ones who treat well-being as their competitive advantage. Start now. You've got this.